Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. Do you get me smart off your brains? Off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Good evening, and welcome to Tuesday's edition of Chocolate City. Tonight, we have a lot of shit going on. I was distracted for a fucking minute. Had a retard send me a text message. I have Big M on the line tonight. We have my normal crew that be calling in. Everybody's late as usual, but it's okay. ICP is already on the line. We're going to talk about a fucking video that's going around on YouTube. That shit is funny as hell, as Obama is dissing the fuck out of Donald Trump. I had to post that shit on my page. Let me see. I'm going to be talking about Sensual Saturday. We're going to be talking about my new promo videos I put up over the weekend. We're going to be talking about how I need some dick because I'm not fucking, I'm on strike. I'm waiting for that right person. Think I may have found them. No, I'm playing. But nah, I am working on my new project. Got a bunch of shit going on. I'm going to talk about my new single that's going to be dropping this summer. It's going to be a, might be a club banger. It would be a strip club banger for sure. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring P on, and we're going to sit here and kick it, and we're going to wait for Big Imp to come on so we can talk about his big, sexy ass. So ladies that don't know him, that motherfucker is 6'4". He got nice lips. He don't discriminate. Fellas, this is the type of dudes you need on your team. He is a team player. He will take one to make sure you get some pussy. So y'all need to have somebody like that on your team at all times. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Pete in. Hey, girl.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ooh,
I sure can. Oh, go ahead and talk for a second.
Well, listener land, we're going to have another thugging night. I want to say our guest for the night is Big Imp. It looks like he's later than me, but, you know, he be having
He might be on the line. I don't know his number by heart. You know, this is where the world is fucked up. When all you got to do is dial the two numbers of somebody's number, phone, the name, and they number pop up, and you ain't got to remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, well, Big M's, two letters, and his number pops up. And you good. And you straight. For those of y'all listening, I need for y'all to go and vote for Precious for Manager of the Year. She's going to give y'all the information because it's in my phone and I'm on my phone, so I can't look in and pull it out. So, P, can you tell them how to go ahead and hook your ass up?
Oh, okay. You can vote for me, Precious of Precious Entertainment Services, for Female Power Player of the Year at www.industryinsidermusicsummit.com and click on nominations because now it's the voting form. Thank y'all in advance for y'all's support and for listening to the show.
So, girl, I thought I was going to be late for my own show because you had me on some interesting-ass conference call. Baby Bass sounds so motherfucking cool until he run across a bitch like me. He probably used to fucking them Spanish bitches and ain't had no old cougar pussy, but a bitch like me will fuck his ass.
Well, just to be honest, I got the conference call going on in one ear and I'm on the show at the same time.
Oh, hell. Man, damn, I wish I would have known that because I would have had to do a workaround. That conference call is quite interesting. Really, it is. So,
yeah.
You guys, y'all need to support NerveDJs.com. They doing big things, real talk. What the hell is their Twitter?
At NerveDJs.
At NerveDJs.com? That's what I think I'm gonna have to. That's what I'm gonna have to do is go ahead and tweet about they ass because they doing big things. Let me see what else we got going on this week.
You know, this week has been a busy week.
Hell yes. Yes. You know what? I have to go ahead and normally I don't play music this early, but I need to go ahead and get this out, you know, because all my DJs, I really want to say thank you. Y'all are really helping me to push this single, We City Boys by Know the Brand, and it's only fair that I go ahead and pop that off and then go ahead and get back into what we're doing. So for everybody that's listening, I need y'all to go to Know the Brand fan page, like it, support the store. We support people that support us, and he's very supportive. So I need y'all to go ahead and do that. So we're going to go ahead and play this single real quick, and then I see Big Inf might be on, and then he has some great shit going on besides having a big ass crush on me, and he got a goodie bag full of Magnum double XLs and a size 6.5 Air Force One waiting for me. So I'm gonna behave myself. We're gonna play City Boys and we're gonna come back and hop into this show because this is gonna be a good one.
The Baltimore banger, baby.
That's right.
Bird gang, baby.
She drank down, huh?
Just know the name, know the difference.
All the girls were thirsty. Ha, ha. Come on,
yeah.
Free.
Yeah. Getting on chrome, blowing that bone, moving that cold Guyana. All white coupe, be on the wheel, doing it multi, ain't I? Too much flash, throwing up hundreds, instead of them singles, ain't I? Supplying them boys, pushing them toys, like Chris Pringle, ain't I? Money machine and heroin and green is spot, I'ma get that. Whatever your pack be made in a year, I can push that, put a wrist that. Balling away, dripping in ice, Baltimore, Autumn, wearer. Billy Azor, invisible roof, sky can't get much clearer. Running with stars, running from large, running the world with a hammer. Playing my cards, party with broad, showing my kids and manners. Whipping the work, twirling around, bringing it back, moving the beam, measuring that. Then, scout with them was all over my team. Come on, city boys, and we're jamming in the street. We bottle popping and we standing on the street. Your girl fine, I think she's wrong with me.
Buying bottles and we standing on the field. Your And them gems that can't get no colder. Louis and Prada, man, you in the mall, we hit it, it's over. Battles in love, all of my thugs, all of my gorgeous crazy. Bringing them out, creeping about and making it all look easy. Coming to fix all of my cards, like a funeral line. It's never been seen, making it hard enough for you to define. Look at the camera, we in the paint, doing it Oscar, ain't I? Corona in hand, cracking a lobster, doing it monster, ain't I? We in the drop, we in the Porsche, we in the Lamb, we in Atlanta, we in Miami, we in the sand, tearing up Southeast, ain't we? We in them cabins, we in the mountain slopes, smoking, ain't we? We overseas, spinning the cheese, drinking and toasting, ain't we? We get it done, running the streets, making 100 a week. I am a boss, we ain't the same, what you wanted, I keep. We are them Bruini boys, dressing in black and running the block. You are them pussy boys, tucking the chains, running a lot. We city boys, and we jamming in the street. Nigga, ain't we? We bottle popping and we standing on the street. Girl's mine, I think she should come with me. Baby, I'm seeing God, and I'm saving all my money. Yeah.
We city girls, and we jamming on the street. Yeah, ain't we? We buying bottles.
You better, girl.
On a shirt.
that says my head game is a felony. Have on some hella fly booty shorts. I might say fucking and just have on some boy shorts.
Yeah.
And some cute ass heels. Or I might have my forces that's in my goodie bag that's waiting for me from you in New York. I don't know. But that's going to be my... my outfit, and it's going to be so swaggeristic, and everybody that's on the track is going to have a t-shirt that says, my head game is a felony, because shit, niggas' head games is a felony, too, so, man.
Yeah, niggas go win, B. We do what we do, you know?
And see, that everybody's going to be like, what the fuck? Who the fuck? Because, like, everything is going to drop on one day. The track is going to make its premiere.
Nice.
All the remixes is going to drop, and the fucking video is going to drop.
Nice. That's what's up. I'm here to support you, baby girl. Let's get it.
Oh, we going to get it, all right. I can't fucking wait. We are most definitely going to get it.
Word.
So what in the hell has changed besides, you know?
Oh,
like,
man.
I'm looking at the mixtape, and I'm like, whoa. What in the fuck? You have been busy. You was missing in action for a long-ass time. Where the fuck was you at? I know where you was at, but I need you to tell everybody where you was at.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, I was out of Europe, you know what I'm saying, promoting my new single called What We Want featuring Camp Low, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do. It's a real good look, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the mixtape, my new mixtape, The Most Interesting Man in the World, hosted by my boy DJ Chase. It's real good, man. Need all of y'all to go to thatpiff.com and download that. Support your boy. Yeah. But I've just been in Europe, you know, doing what I do. They've been showing me a lot of love. And I'm going back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Do you mind if I cut in for a second?
What happened? Excuse me?
Excuse me? Can I cut in for a second?
Go ahead.
I get you to give them either the search keywords or what your profile is on that PIF so they can download that, please, sir?
Okay, well, they could just hit Big Inf, the most interesting man in the world, and it'll take you from there.
Okay, and spell M for me in case I'm slow.
Oh, all right, B-I-G-I-N-F.
Thank you so much. Continue, Chuck.
All right, that's what's up.
So you was on tour with Redman, what in you?
Yeah, he was out there on some dates, you know what I'm saying? It was pretty cool, you know what I mean? We did what we did.
How did y'all get any work done? Because I know both of y'all motherfuckers was blowing.
Nah, well, you know, we was doing what we doing, but niggas was out there working, you know what I'm saying? We got to get that paper. That's what it all boiled down to, you know, business first, pleasure later, you know.
But to me, it's hard for me to picture this as work for you because you love it so much. Like, it's just like, I don't know, it's like me saying fucking is work. It's not really, well, I ain't fucking, so it's like we saying this is work, but I love talking shit to people. It's like something that I do, so it's so easy because when it's natural, you don't look at it as a job. You just look at it as like, wow, I'm getting paid to do something I love.
That's a blessing because I believe that's what a lot of people want. A lot of people want to get up in the morning and do something they love to do. They don't want to go to that 9-to-5, you know, doing some bullshit while they're not pursuing their dreams. So someone like you, it's a blessing to be in your situation, and it's a blessing to be in my situation because we love doing what we do. And you know what I'm saying? And it just so happens that a lot of perks come along with it. So, you know, it's a blessing. God bless everyone. Word.
There he go. I'm ready to bring Princess Nay, because I know once I ask you this question, I know she's going to have something to say, because I'm going to have something smart to say depending on what the fuck you, how the fuck you answer my question.
Okay,
now, since you spend a lot of time overseas, who pussy is better? The States or in Europe or wherever the hell you was at?
Oh, man, y'all wildin'. Yo, it's like, wow. I mean, you know, you want me to be honest? Can I be honest with you?
Please. That's the only way you can be.
All right, I'm going to keep it 100. I really didn't indulge, you know what I'm saying, because we really didn't have any time. Everything, it was so busy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was after one show, probably get, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes rest, and it's off to the next one. Everything was so spontaneous. Me personally, I don't know what Reggie did, but me personally, I just couldn't,
You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure we were tired. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, niggas was working, like I said. Yo, that money is a motivator, B.
Okay, so money over pussy. I'm feeling that.
Okay, come
you
on now. You know that. You're a female. Come on now.
But you ain't get your dick sucked either?
Nah, I didn't wild out.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Probably not in that atmosphere. I wasn't really, you know, like that. Maybe if I hit up, like, maybe Brazil or something like that, then we could probably have something to discuss.
Wow. So you just saved all that goodness till you came back to the States.
Sure did. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Was you like scream, you know, when he busted that nut, that bitch went to the ceiling? Was that you? Or you had already jacked your dick a few times?
Ah, B, my shit ricochet rabbit, B. Word. But yeah, man, my new single, What We Want, need everyone to go get that. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Camp Low. Go to datpiff.com, get my new mixtape, The Most Interesting Man in the World. You know what I mean? Got a new record coming out with my homie Mims. Big up the Mims. You know what I'm saying? We got this joint called Count On This. Real crazy, Chalk. Real crazy. We're going to tear the strip club up with this one. It's going to be real
serious.
Yeah,
but you also got Convertible Flow with Mims.
Yeah. That's going to be on his album. You know what I'm saying? The joint Convertible Flow and da-da-da or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The other joint called She's Dangerous. Yeah, we just working, baby. We working. We ain't playing over here.
I might play that one for you, but I have both of them, and I got to figure out which one is the short version because I don't want to tease them because you teased them enough when you was here in November.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people they need to niggas need to fuck with you because you take them for the home team.
Yo, man, that's what it is.
Damn it. Like, you know what, I don't know which one is which, but so I'm just going to play one. If it's too short, then I'll play the other one. What You Want, Big M featuring Camp Low. Here we go.
Let's do it. BX.
Big M.
Yeah.
Camp Low.
Oh,
we do what we want, y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can.
All right there, though.
You won, you won, you won. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can.
You won,
at it again.
You won.
That's what I want. Pip the East, St. Laurent. Yankee tilted low, brave young as fuck. Kick so retro, feel like you're getting pumped. Mommy so excited with the sexy pumps. She know where it's heading, straight to room 111. Four straight, 187 up. Cause I'm a murder, the Punani, send it straight to heaven. Talk to the town, that new kid that put it down. I does what I want, while y'all do what y'all can. Y'all scramble for nothing, rock stadiums like Summer Jam. Neck gross last year was crazy, fam. That chocolate kush got my eyes and face jam. Me swayed and I keep constantly burning reefer. While piling with models, skeeting on divas. Feeling Vivo Latika, too twisted to speak it. We does what we want, while y'all suck like leeches. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want, y'all do what y'all can.
All right there, though.
You won, you won, you
won. Jacket is my NASCAR, Terry Cloth is the Air Force. Brim in the helicopter on top of my neck gloss. Exhaust is Afghanistan, ready to teleport to Alice in Wonderland. Purring for a Cheshire Cat. Open magazine, make a centerfold. If he like to talk a lot, think she like to walk a lot. Right between the raindrops of fall.
Okay,
every hall is a hall.
Track the whip, keep riding.
The other one.
Next up, we call this one. Can't do what we want.
What the hell is it?
That's the same joint. Go to another one.
Okay, let's see. There we go. It's longer.
Next up, we call this one. Can't do what we want. BX Zone. We do what we want. Y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want. Y'all do what y'all can.
Max
Damn. Next up, we call this one. Can't do what we want. BX Zone. We do what we want. Y'all do what y'all can. We do what we want. Y'all do what y'all can. Max Damn. We do things. Y'all do what y'all can. low. Braids on as fuck. Kick so retro, feel like you're getting pumped. Mommy's so excited with the sexy pumps. She know where it's heading, straight to room 111. Four straight, 187 up. Cause I'm a murder to put 90, send it straight to heaven. Talk of the town, that new kid that put it down. I does what I want, while y'all do what y'all can. Y'all scramble for nothing, rock stadiums like Summer Jam. Net gross last year was crazy, fam. That chocolate kush got my eyes and face jammed. Me swaying and IQ constantly burning reefer. While piling with models, skeeting on divas. Feeling Devo Latikas who twisted to speak it. We does what we want, while y'all
why
like
is it keep, that's the switch for it, Imp. I promise you, I'm not doing anything.
It's the power of the song. The shit is that dope. It just got to be played twice. Big if, yes, people go get it. Go.
Want to have him on?
Huh?
Word.
That is fucking crazy. Now I'm gonna have to send Blog Talk a nasty gram. I'm leaving them anyway. We're getting a divorce. I'm going to somewhere new. But I still have Convertible Flow.
Yeah.
I got a couple of other ones off of here. It was Count on This, and
yeah.
I Think Not.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So we still got them to go, too. So, like, how is it, like, working with Camp Lo? Because they are, like, damn, they some throwbacks.
Yeah, well, we grew up together. We all from the same neighborhood. You know what I mean? So,
from Brooklyn? I mean, that's
yeah,
wrong.
those are like my boys. So it was nothing for me to, you know, be like, yo, I need y'all on this track. You know what I'm saying? And they constantly touring the world. Like, they're always touring the world. You know what I mean? And that's the beauty of this music thing. Like, if you make a few good records, you're good. Like, you're going to always eat off of shows. That's why it's so important for artists to try to make a real good record so they can get on the road and make some money, because the way the industry is, you ain't getting no money like that, brother or sister. You know what I'm saying? However you how you gonna get it, you gotta get out there and grind.
Yeah,
you know?
Wow. So, like, how hard is it for people to get features with you and to book you and to just, like, really get you to come? Cause, I
it's
mean,
not
you're,
hard
you're
at
like
all.
A...
All they got to do is hit me up at my Twitter, at BigInf184. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up and let's make it happen. You know, I have no gripes with no one. I'm trying to work with everyone. Like, I got my album's going to be real crazy. You know what I mean? It's real good. Like, I got Dead Prez on it. I got Camp Lo. I got the Bounce Squad. I got AG from Showbiz and AG for those hip hop heads out there. I got Sadat X. Trying to get J Electronica and Nas on the joint too. That's, you know what I mean. I probably shouldn't have said that. I ain't want to put it out there, but yeah, the kid is working. I'm just working, baby. And Mims going to be on it too. You know, big up to the homie man.
Only on Chocolate City. See, I be giving y'all some motherfucking exclusives.
Y'all
first look at a host fucking on air live. Now Big Infant gave y'all a secret. I swear, boy, y'all don't tune in this shit. Y'all fucking missing out on a lot. So my question to you is, for all the females that want to give you some pussy, what is your criteria? What are you looking for?
Shit, you just gotta be fly, you know what I mean? You gotta be, I don't want to say classy, but you gotta be classy. You gotta have some type of respect for yourself, but at the same time, I likes me a nasty smut. Like, I'm gonna keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? I need me a smut in my...
You need you a smut in the bed.
Yeah, not even in the van, wherever we at. It could be in the roof of a building, stairway, the crib, wherever.
Oh, shit. But she got to have some smut about it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It just got to be something about it that just make me want to, you know, give it to her constantly, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Constantly up in them guts, yeah.
Are you in a relationship or are you single? Because, you know, I don't want to put you out here and then when you get home, old girl, fuck you up and shit.
I'm in a relationship.
Do you cheat?
I'm a man.
She ain't listening. I ain't gonna tweet that. You ain't know I'm gonna ask you these questions, don't. So don't get shy.
I'm gonna just leave it at that. I'm a man.
I'll give you a pass. You can answer me on BBM.
Yeah.
Does she mind what you do? Because women that date rappers, we know when y'all are on the road, ain't no telling what the fuck can and will happen. So we have to be sort of open-minded and just be like, okay, well, I know that, you know, shit is going to happen and, you know, we're going to just be like, okay, what you do on the road, as long as I don't see it on the internet, as long as you don't be like Fab's girl Emily and all that shit is popping up and she in denial, like...
oh. I mean, I would bring my girl on the road with me. Like, I don't got no problem with that.
Would she want to go? Does she like it?
I mean, she probably not, because she would be bored. You know what I mean? Because all she would be doing is just standing there watching. Like, she, you know, so most, you know, rappers or actors or whoever, like, when they bring their spouse on the road, it's like they get bored because they're not doing anything. They just there watching, so... eventually, they not going to want to come. So, you know, bring on a role, let us see what it is or whatever. It's work. It's not just what people see on TV. You know what I'm saying? That's like 1% of the industry is what you see. 99% of it is all business and work. So when you do that, when you got to, you know, get up early in the morning, you got to be at the radio station by 4. You know what I'm saying? After the radio station, you go back to your hotel room. You get about an hour or two to sleep. After that, you go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? You hit the gym up then. You rest. Then you get ready to do some more radio interviews. Then you get ready for the show tonight. Now, imagine that schedule for day in and day out for the next 7 to 8 months. That shit will get to you.
And so when you come off the road, what, like, do you just sleep in for about 2 days, or you just, like, have something to eat?
How do you adjust, especially, like, when you coming from, like, overseas or whatever, like, you feel, you get that jet lag and you just feel crazy. So you just got to relax and just let your body adjust, and you be good money in a couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced that yet.
It's beautiful, yo. You on your way, though. I see what you're doing. You on your way.
See it.
Yeah, everybody, at Big Inf 184, follow me. Follow your boy, yeah.
Yeah, they're looking at the timeline, because believe it or not, as you're talking, aside from, you know, the home situation, because I'm not going to be a home wrecker. They're gonna see your timeline, and when you hang up your BB, your BlackBerry with the Twitter, it's gonna be crazy. You're gonna be like, "Who the fuck she did?"
My shit going kind of crazy right now. I just picked it up. Like, wow. Okay.
Like, yes. So, who is it you haven't worked with in the industry that you would like to work with?
Wow. Well. That's a tough one. Like, dang, there probably would have been one person, like, but, you know, Biggie, of course. Like, who wouldn't want to do a track with Biggie? You know what I mean? And Biggie and maybe Ghost, you know what I'm saying, or Meth, you know what I mean, or Raekwon, like, cats of that nature, like, because I'm from that era, B. I'm from that era just spitting darts. So, but the new cats are cool. I like the new cats. They doing their thing. I applaud them or whatever. It's a few of them that I'm out there looking at like, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. But, yeah.
But their flow is different, because, you know, what people don't know is I have a crush on Method Man. I've had a crush on Method Man for as long as I can remember being able to have a crush and know what a crush meant. But my crush stops, like, so for people that say, oh, Chalk is a groupie, y'all got me fucked up, because I don't want to fuck this tall ass. I just want to get butt-ass naked, lay on the bed, and he sit across the room and say, to Cal, so I bust a nut. That's it.
Wow,
that's not being
that's
a groupie.
Crazy.
That's all he and me with. Just him helping me with his voice. That's it. No, I don't want to suck your dick. I don't want to look at your dick. I want you to be fully clothed, really. And all I want you to do is just say to Cal, you know, if you want to get us to do a little Shaolin dancing, yeah, but that's it. Am I crazy?
I mean, hey, live your life, baby girl. That's what it is.
It's different, I know. Like, what would you do if a girl came up to you and she was, like, bad as a motherfucker, and she was just like, I have a special request, and you're like, sure, what is it? Like, you know, I want you to come back to my room with me. And you go back to the room with her, and she get butt-ass naked, and she's like, can you sit in that chair? And whatever catchphrase it is that you have, or she wants you to rap one of your songs, you know what I'm saying, keep on moving. And she busts a good nut while you're rapping. I mean, would that fuck with you or what?
Wow, of course that would. That's not natural. But at the same time, it's kind of normal because that's just the power of words, and sex is a mental thing anyway before it's physical. Well, that's what I believe, you know. So by just
of
saying
course.
Certain things, like look at singers, look at people like Marvin Gaye and Barry White and all of these great singers. You know how many chicks done bust nuts in the front rows of their concerts? Look at Prince. Come on. You know?
What? That's because all them bitches back in the day was just freaky. I mean, look at the age that they grew up in. They weren't supposed to do things, so they was closet freaks.
Nah, that don't got nothing to do with it. A woman is a woman, yo. Don't matter the age or the timeline or whatever.
Things are different back then, because I take a look at my mom, and I'm like, wow. Things were, like, way different, because I think I seen my first dildo in my mom's drawer, and that was a big motherfucker. That's that. When I go see her tomorrow, I'm like,
yo, that's real, though, but you got to keep this in mind, yo. Like, back in the day, like, even when Jesus walked this earth, prostitutes and whores around. Like, that shit's always been around.
I know, but, you know, just to see something like that, I'm like, wow. And then, like, don't make me go back into the biblical days, because I'll be wanting to be like, damn, like.
But nah, it's real. Like, it's no difference between that time and what we live in today. It's the same shit. It's just a different day and era, you know what I mean? So.
Or people trying to sugarcoat it, because back then they were open. It was okay for you to fuck your relatives. Ain't nobody say nothing about it. But now you nasty. You can
go
to jail.
Oh, I don't know. I never condone that.
You ain't never had a cousin that you was like, damn.
You crazy. The blood too close, man. I can't do that. But on an iller note, I need everyone to go to iTunes and get my new single, Keep It Moving. Walk How We Walk. Big infants in the building. Go to datpiff.com. Get my new mixtape, The Most Interesting Man in the World. Yes, please believe it. Yes.
You are most interesting. But some people, I don't know, it's like sex and music and weed can get you in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, I can't speak for a lot of people. I can only speak for myself. I mean, I could maintain myself, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I smoke that good shit, that Blue Dream Cali Kush shit. Like, only the best.
So,
I'd be all right with that. It was a Patron. I'm good.
And see, alcohol gets you in trouble because, like, say, for instance, like, you at the club. Like, before you go to the club, I can only speak from the female point of view. So, with females, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't smoke. I'm a drinker. So, I could be, like, in my car, and I'm listening to something. I'm already feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Then when I'm drinking. Then when I'm in a club and I see a sexy nigga or whatever, I'm like, oh, shit. And they playing a hot track. But, ooh, that's my song. So I got a drink in my hand, so I'm already feeling sexy. And all it takes is for him to be, like, 6'4", braids, cornrow to the back, maybe a little headband or, you know, a little New York fitted or, you know, a turquoise blue shirt and a black bubble vest, you know what I mean? And he's dancing behind me, and I feel something that ain't a belt buckle. And, you know, the alcohol already got you feeling really good. Then, like, oh, my God. So when your song is on, you tend to dance extra hard, extra sexy, because you're wanting some dick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at that point, we just got to let nature take its course.
Man, I'm gonna have to slant because I'm gonna grab you and just be like, oh my gosh, especially if it's something I haven't had in a long time. And there is a shortage of big dicks. I don't know, you like what? But yes, females know what I'm talking about. There is such a shortage of big dicks. So I would actually have to grab you and see what you're working with, and then be like, I want some.
Wow, that's real. Hey, there's nothing more sexier than a woman that knows what she wants.
Yes, and I will be like, I want your ass in my back seat, or we can just stand up outside and you can just bend me over and hit it.
Wow, that's
like,
what's
oh,
up.
Oh, my gosh. Or, you know what, I'll wear a skirt and you just slide the little thong over the tee back. What do you got to do? It just spread my little juicy booty cheeks open and just stick your big manhood in me and just rot, like, yes, and I just bust all over you. And then we could go back in the club and continue and then go on to the telly afterwards, because I've already given you a little crash course, or, you know, pop you off with a little special head game. Don't make you pop, but just make it enough for your dick to just be like, wow, this club
right
needs to
right
be
now.
Over.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, we salute that.
See, then when you get off the show, if you ain't got to go to the studio, you can go ahead and knock wifey down. See, I like to talk shit, and then when people get off my show, they go fuck. That's like a good show right there, because I can't fuck, but I want everybody else to.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I need everybody to enjoy, you know, fluids and interactions and body smashing together and everything like that. So let's see. Are we going to play Convertible Flow? I think not. Or Count on This. Which one you want to play next? Which one you want to hear?
Let's hit them with that Convertible Flow joint. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's my Convertible Flow. Come on.
Take the top down.
My convertible flow. If you wanna be down with this family, shout out to my nigga E Class.
Blood over money, money over
Moscato
business.
Monday.
Money on my mind
Let's
on my
rock,
business.
Rock.
Riding in my coupe, no destination. Listening to Snoop. Heavy rotation ain't nothing but a G bag. Putting green things in their G strings, and they loving it. Tax write off, somebody tell the government. Secret society, some might call it the covenant. Best you keep it anonymous, you don't know who you fucking with. The politic with them Democrats and Republicans. Oh yeah, and I'm well established because of them. So they try to figure out what I'm covering. If it's conspiracy, y'all niggas ain't hear me. Panoramic roof, I see it all clearly. Daily, I get cream, dairy, and y'all niggas all telling tales. Fairy. I got the top down, I got the top down. Oh, through the city, man, everything goes. Brain blown back in the winter, I'm so cold. But I don't give a fuck, yo. It's my convertible.
I got the top down, I got the top down. Oh, through the city, man, everything goes. Brain blown back in the winter, I'm so cold. But I don't give a fuck, yo. It's my convertible flow.
Roof with no ceiling, hood with no engine. Me and my two-seater, I call that bitch Maria. West Side Story, the West Side Highway. Wind in my face as I listen to Sade. Smooth in my coupe is so smooth. Romance shit, my whip, no shoes. Fresh white carpet, I'm riding with no shoes. And this shit y'all niggas claiming y'all driving is old news. I'm living with no rules, running my own judicial. Check my credentials, everything presidential. From the Rollie to the penthouse suite. With some Playboy bunnies and some penthouse freaks. Pin up galore, another 24. I just blew through a grip, watch me spin a couple more. Pedal to the floor, middle finger to the law. If you down to ride with me, then baby, close the door.
I got the top down, I got the top down. Oh, through the city, man, everything goes. Brain blown back in the winter, I'm so cold. But I don't give a fuck, though. It's my convertible.
I got the top down, I got the top down. Oh, through the city, man, everything goes. Brain blown back in the winter, I'm so cold. But I don't give a fuck, though.
Okay.
It's my convertible.
Yo, boy looking good in that two-seater. He got a fever, drop that top. Let the haters heat up.
Okay.
I put my feet up as I smoke all the weed up. Air blows through a hair as they all stare. They know the kid is rare, old school with a flair. Lecoq sportif, I inhale him a chief. That's how I put my stress to sleep. Y'all obsolete, doing things you couldn't imagine. That's how I eat. Impossible takes a day and never takes a week. See that spaceship with the top down so many feet. I feel I've reached my peak. Ride through valleys in the sheets. It's where she wants to be. She loves doing me. Cashmere thoughts as the champagne flows. James Bond shit and it pops and it pulls. She say I'm killing them softly, then a reply. Nah, the top's just nah, down, enjoy the ride.
I got the top down, I got the top down. Oh, through the city, man, everything goes. Brain blown back in the winter, I'm so cold. But I don't give a fuck, though. It's my convertible.
I got the top.
Wow, I call that a summer banger, because, like, a lot of people got convertibles, and then that's, like, some sipping on some nice alcohol and, you know, fucking with them nutcrackers, smoking OG Kush, or, you know, for the people that can afford that good, good Cali, whatever the hell you said.
Kush, baby.
That is the shit.
Hey, Kush, let's get it right.
Oh, excuse me. Wow. Oh, man. Well, yeah.
That is definitely a summer record. You know what I mean? Be a summer record.
So, like, what else do you have planned for the future, though? Like, what other projects? Like, I know you DJ, and, like, how does that, I mean, to me, that's, like, cross-referencing, multitasking. Like, how do you do that?
Well, I started off as a DJ first. Like, I was a DJ before I started rapping, so DJing's been, like, a part of my life since I was a young kid. So, you know, I've always been DJing. Started rapping, and I just started running with the two. You know what I mean? It's nothing because, like I said, I love hip-hop. I live it. And it's just, it's just natural to me for me to do that. You know, so, you know, it's not really that hard. It's quite easy, like breathing.
Wow. Speaking of quite easy, you remember when you was on last time, there was a person on the line by the name of Mr. GA?
I think so, yeah.
He was from Brooklyn, and, you know, y'all was running that shit, and somebody called in, and y'all was, like, trying to double team a bitch, and, you know how y'all do. You know how men do. They double team and say all kinds of shit. Y'all had that New York bonding going on because somebody called in and y'all, Mr. GA told him, I said they dick was whack and he was getting upset.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, New York niggas, when they get together, they bond and they be some dirty fuckers. Like, he quick to say, I'm a dirty broad. New York niggas is dirty fuckers. So I'm going to bring Mr. GA on because I know he got something smart to say.
All right. What up,
Mr.
What up, homie?
Yo, what up, man? How's it going, G?
Hey, man, I'm maintaining, man. Trying to win, trying not to sin. You know what it is.
Yo, it's been a minute. Child, mommy, what's up, boy? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I cannot complain. I feel like a fucking Chocolate City reunion.
One love, man.
Yes, the last time he was on, I had hooked up you and Nay, and you were supposed to come up here and have a threesome.
Wow.
She's funny, yo. She's funny, right? That's funny, yo. That was like the early day of her show, right? Get out of
here. Yeah, it was.
Did you fuck down? Because remember, he said he fucked the big one. He took one for the home team.
Yeah. You know. Shorty was bad, though. It wasn't like a walrus.
Right. No walrus, right?
Word, her shoe
fat,
game
right?
And her bag game was on point, so I was like, okay. And she smelled good, too, so hey.
Well, I'm trying to get Mr. GA to take one for the home team, but he don't want to cooperate.
I can't do it, man. I just can't do it. My stomach, man, it just won't settle right, you know what I mean?
Wow, you crazy.
It won't settle right, G. My stomach.
lay down, so does everything else.
Nah. See, for me, I got that visual, you know what I'm saying? And just to see the extra roll or layer, I got a problem with that, yo.
Wow.
That just scares me. I can't front, man. It's like, to me, it's something you gotta live it up. Something like that hiding somewhere. Something hiding somewhere in there. I don't like that. I don't like that shit, yo.
Wow.
For real, yo. For real. Something bad going on there. I'm for real, though.
Wow. That's...
It's the visual. The visual, yo. The visual is terrifying.
Wow. I mean, I mean.
Hey, yo, now you see a different perspective. Huh? Like, wow, no, we see you right. Like, yeah, you right.
He can come back and say something to that, like,
No comment. I need everyone to go to datpiff.com, get my new mix.
I know it though, right?
Wow, yeah, wildin'. But yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean, just go by the last time you hit a fat fucker, right? You know what I'm saying? You hit her off, and you like sitting there laying there next to her, and you like, what the fuck I just do? You know what I'm saying? You see just laying over there, rolls and rolls. That shit's gotta be like, what the fuck am I doing here?
I couldn't get with the rolls and rolls of one. Maybe one and a half roll is cool, you know what I mean? But
that's one too many for me.
With the multi-layer where they just look like the Michelin man, like the tire guy, I can't
get with. Man. Hey, look, man, if she got a gut, man, I don't even want to fuck with her if she got a gut, yo. I mean,
wow.
I'd like to be nice and flat, yo.
She's crazy.
Right? This is what happened when I'm saying, the girl has a gut, right? But the really funny thing she'll say is, oh, it's just a little pud. That pud becomes a big old piece of meat sometimes. Hell no, let it go.
Well, it also depends on the weight. Like, how big are you talking, like?
Oh, the girl, now I'm saying, like, I don't know the girl that she had, how big she was, but when I understood, Chuck was trying to send me up with somebody really, 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 really huge, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. She wasn't
in
big bone. She was
right. That was she. Yeah, she's on the slick shit, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I feel you. All right. She was on some Rasputin shit.
Oh, yeah. I heard it. Just like that, yo. Just like that. Yo,
yeah,
she's dirty, yo. Yo,
wow.
She's dirty, son. She's dirty.
Oh, man. That's crazy, yo.
My man called in, right? My man, Tribe from New York, he called in. Oh, man. She blasted for a Tribe, man. Travis, yo, man, they just hurt my man, for real, yo. That was terrible.
Oh, wow, that's nuts,
Chuck.
Mommy, wow.
He hasn't been on since I've become a dirty broad like that.
Oh,
he don't
man,
know about
real
motherfuckers
dirty now.
Getting on my show when I shut them bitches down. No, that's because he came on the show and he said some dumb shit. He said he got hit by a car, and in the process of him healing, he lost weight, and his dick got bigger. Who comes on a radio show and says some shit like that?
Yo,
he goes to say he ate pussy for 2 hours, and the bitch nut kind of tastes like piss. How do you know what piss tastes like? You didn't have a logical answer for me. So am I supposed to show you love, or am I supposed to blast your dumb ass?
Yeah, I guess you blast him.
Yeah, they went hard on man, though, real hard.
Yeah,
they went hard on too, yo. It was hard on me.
That's what we do. Like, the show is, like, so different. I mean, like, it's just, I don't know how I'm going to act from show to show. Like, now my next show is going to be so off the, no, not next show, but my next live interaction is I'm going to have a rapper. We're going to be live in the studio. Going to have a rapper. I'm not going to fuck him because I don't fuck the artists that come on my show. And because we have beautiful relationships, and I would probably fuck them up, and then they would probably be mad at me or whatever. And if they whack, I'll cat stack the ass in the first 15 minutes of the next show.
Oh,
so, wow. I'm going to have a female come in, and I'm going to fuck with the female. And I'm still going to interview because, you know, I'm multitasking, you know what I'm saying? So while I might be eating some cooch or she eating me, I want to look at the artist and be like, so, you know, ask him my normal routine of questions. And after me and the chick finished, everybody's going to be around him, but we're not going to be on him. Like, he don't even exist. Like, no, you can't get none of this.
Wow,
I think that would be so dope. Because you can't fuck an artist live on air, because the first thing they want to say is, oh, my label, my label. Okay, so we're going to save your label the trouble of fussing at you and all that other shit. We're going to let you watch. Isn't that every man's fantasy is to watch two females?
Hell no.
Romello, shut the fuck up. I mean, G.A., shut the hell up. A lot of men would love to watch two females, and then they would like to join in. So all we're doing is fulfilling his fantasy of having an interview with two bad bitches going at it. And, you know, we're including him because we're talking to him, but we just not going to fuck with him like that. I think that would be so hot.
I
because if he's a real man, he gonna play with himself.
Hell no.
Or he gonna excuse himself and go to the bathroom or something. But you can't sit there and watch two females go at it and both of them nice and it not affect you in any kind of way.
Well, what's my man came on last week? What's his name? It was a Jay Demp. What's my name? Demp. He was like, yo, fuck that. She ain't trying to see nobody get down. He walk out.
Not because Dimp is a short midget and he don't know what's good for him. Imp is a big man.
Imp
would sit there and figure out a way to make that work for him. If he couldn't get none, he would pull out the motherfucking BlackBerry and find a way to record that shit and tell his niggas, like, y'all is not going to believe this shit. And he would have live footage to show. But I just think that would be, like, a cool concept because, like, who does that?
That would be crazy.
I mean, it'd be easy to, like, fuck him and then you could, like, hide his face or something like that. But you want to see how much control a man really has in a situation like that. Now, that's a good-ass test.
Yo, yeah, that's crazy. That's all I can say is wow. And I need everyone to go to datpiss.com. Get my new mixtape, The Most Interesting Man in the World. Yes.
So, it's like, to me, I'd just be like, I would do that. Or I would bring out my pack of Pop Rocks, pull them out,
man,
and put them in my mouth, and kiss the head of his dick with it. And that's it. Just so he could feel the tingling sensation.
And you're going to be doing this while you're interviewing someone?
Oh, man,
you ain't. Back up. You ain't the latest video? Hello?
Wait a minute. Yeah. I did the live stream joint, right?
Yeah,
I see that.
I was in Raleigh driving, right? My man was like, yo, man, look at this shit here, yo. I'm like, yo, that's Charlie. Yo, going live on the air. Yo, going live, yo, live. Yo, we was like, get the fuck out of here, yo. That was a hot show. You put it down for real.
It was a hot show, but the participant was whack as fuck. He couldn't handle me. I shouldn't be able to be clowning you and dedicate and take that when you hitting it from the back. I shouldn't be able to say shit. I shouldn't have been able to talk. Honestly,
that's crazy.
I shouldn't have been able to laugh and ask somebody on the air, do they want me to call out their name?
Where are you from, though?
He was from Jersey.
It don't count.
Yeah. I know. So, I mean, I either, A, got to find somebody better or do something different. Because I would really hate to fuck an artist live on my show that came on my show and he couldn't handle his business because I promise you I would not even lie. I would just be like, ladies, y'all don't even want this dick. This shit raggedy.
Nah, that would be bad. Don't even do that.
Yeah.
Yo, you probably better just be in a regular, like, a regular joke, like a nigga you know is from around your way.
Nah. Get a rapper, yo. No name, brand nigga. So, yo, get him on there. Just like, fuck his head, yo. Give him, yeah, do that, yo. Get a rapper, yo. For real, get a rapper, that motherfucker, yo.
You really draw your ratings in with that one.
When she would kill it, she would kill it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, in all actuality, after I did that live broadcast, the next day, my site, the activity on the site was up 204%.
Wow, yeah, that was serious, cuz that Ustream shit was serious what you did.
Yo, she had new members on the woodwork.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, I just feel like sometimes you get somebody, you might have an artist that you really like, and, you know, artists tend to talk a lot of shit, just like men talk a lot of shit about what they can and cannot do, and then sometimes they get so excited that they tend to bust a premature nut. And
yeah, that'd be against them
because they talk so much shit. That's why I tell a dude real quick, before fucking me, please go ahead and jack your dick and get it over with so you can last longer. Because if you come at me with some 5-minute shit, I promise you next week I'm going to talk about you. And now
Wow, that's some real shit, right?
Yes. Nobody want me to come on. Like, that is like, no. Because we can't do that. We can't, like, get on y'all and then 5 minutes we just bust and we can't go no more. Because that shit is internal. Like, we
I know, it's like y'all fucking machines and shit. That shit is crazy. I could bust, like, 30 nuts and keep going.
Yeah.
Word, that shit is crazy, yo. But, hey.
It's to grab her by her shoulders and then wiggle the dick, like, deep wiggle. Like, when she coming, if you deep wiggle that shit and make that shit just be a real gigantic one, she ain't going to keep coming. That bitch ain't going to, she going to want to stop. Because what y'all don't understand is, for us, when we little nuts, we're fine. But when we have big nuts,
that's like,
because we're feeling pure dick after that. Like, there is nothing to protect us and to coat us. At all.
Yeah.
It's just like straight dick. For me,
I'm not a secret.
I'm being honest. Like, I'm spent money. Like, it ain't shit I can say. It ain't shit I can do but sit there and take that dick and just hope that I do something.
Wow, that's real.
Mr. G.A., go ahead and say something.
You're a funny motherfucker. I'm going to say. You a funny ass motherfucker. You funny. I like your style, though. I like your style. She keep it real.
She keep it real, yo.
I mean, so I always just tell the truth. Like, you know, like, oh my gosh. Like, woo. And I'd be like, oh, that shit hurt. Like, you can come so good, and then when he beat it up, it's a wrap. That's why them bitches that be taking them 13, 14, 15 inches, they good. They are good. Like, I can't do it. I will run. But females be saying that they want that. But in all actuality, no, we don't. Because y'all dicks can fuck us up for life.
Yeah, I've heard you can shift uteruses and things of that nature around. Yeah.
Yeah, like when you get ready to have a baby, your nigga been beating that shit up and it's tilted, you fucked.
Yeah. Hey, it comes along with the territory, right?
Yeah.
I guess 6'4" and however tall Mr. G.A. is, like, it could. I mean, different things for different people. You know what I'm saying? I'm at this point where I have this party, Central Saturday, that's about to go on. I've never been to a swingers event, and I am looking so forward to see what happens. Like, do people really just come there with their boyfriend or they come with their girlfriend and they just straight fuck other people and, like, go home like nothing has happened? Like, it's cool. Like that shit is kind of, like, intriguing because I know me. I love to watch my man fuck something else. That shit turns me on, especially if I know my man got a big dick and I have a problem taking it. I want to know if the next bitch is going to have the same problem that I got. And if she don't, I'm going to be, like, getting that ass. Like, man, I want her to take the shit like I can't take it. You know what I mean? Does that make me crazy?
Oh, that is some real shit you just said. Yeah, I salute that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But, I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I've always had that fixation of watching my mate mess with somebody else. And the only time that has happened is in a threesome situation. But I might be in a mood where I don't want to fuck you, but I want to see you fuck something else. So why don't you find somebody, or we can pick somebody out, and I want you to smash.
Wow.
Now, don't get it twisted. Don't do that shit behind my back, because I will fuck you up. Because if I'm that open, all you got to do is just be like, babe, I want some strange. Well, shit, I want to watch some strange. I might play too, but I'm not about to tell you, boo, I'm about to bring some strange home and you watch me fuck another nigga, because I'm good. Because if I'm your shorty, then you have all the characteristics that I need to be your woman, so your dick is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, man, like, I can't explain it. Like,
that's wild.
That
that's
shit to
up.
Me is so fucking bananas to, like, watch a man just smash. You know what I'm saying? And especially if she can't take it, or it's, like, the passion, like, the newness and everything like that, and the dirty talk, and you're sitting there and you're playing with yourself, or you might go over there and you might sit on her face. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then your man is, like, sucking your titties. It's like a little triangle that you got going on. I think that shit is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Or at the end, you all laying in the bed, he in the middle, and everybody's just laying on their chest. Or you and a female sucking a dick together. I think that is, like, some crazy, open, like, futuristic shit that, you know, you got to
wow.
be confident in yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to fuck with a bitch that looks like me. If she looks better than me, kudos. Then I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm looking at him like, go ahead. Because my very first threesome took place in Atlanta in the core.
Ooh.
In an open garage. We're at a club. She started fucking me. I had never been with a woman before. My boyfriend at the time didn't even know that I was trying to get down like that. So we're in the club. She's fucking with me. I'm drunk. I take that bitch in the bathroom, pull up her shirt, start sucking her titties, pull out her pants, and he start eating her. It was the alcohol, because I don't think I would have did that if I was sober. So she's like, you ready to go fuck your man? Of course. I whine, because it's my birthday celebration. I'm like, I'm ready to go. It's raining. He go get the car. Then, while he's in the car, we're driving downtown Atlanta, Buckhead, Peachtree. He looks at me, and next thing you know, we both in the back seat, butt ass naked. I'm telling him to pull the car over. He don't know what to do. Then I'm like, baby, come back here, because I knew he was good. Like, come back here. And he's looking like, what the fuck? Like, he still got this puzzled look on his face. Like, how did we go from being in the club, having a good time drinking, I'm letting you dance with other niggas, and you having a good time flirting, to this? Pulls the car over. Opens up the back door, pulls them pants down, and she starts eating me, and he starts smashing her from behind. And he was fucking the hell out of her, because I'm looking at him like, you better fuck her like you fuck me. What the fuck? Man, fuck the hell out of her. And the more I'm telling him to fuck her, the hotter I got and the more intense it was.
Man, I bet it was, yo. Shit.
Then we went home and fucked all night. That shit was hella cool.
Wow. Yeah, that's what's up, yo. We need more of that.
Yeah, we do. Around the world. Around
we
the whole world.
That.
All races.
Word
all
up.
All races.
Mm,
but,
girl.
I mean, I just think people need to be honest. Like, if more females was open and realized that their man is going to be a man no matter whether he do the right thing or the wrong thing, and he respects home and it doesn't put it in her face, and gave her a certain level of comfortness, I feel like she would do that. She would be down for that.
Mm,
I really do.
I think you're right. Think you're right.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of times men do shit because females nagging, she might not be putting out at home, this, that, and the third. But if you are being offered, like, the chance to, like, experience something new and you open-minded, you and your man can go to the strip club and you get a lap dance, then why can't you go ahead and take it a step further?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened to me. I got my first lap dance from my boyfriend. And I'm like, ooh, okay. She had a titty in my face. Shit, I sucked it. It was there. She must have wanted it. She sat there.
Yeah, for real, right?
Wow.
So, like, you know, you do that, and then, like, so many relationships will last. Look at Will and Jada. But
yeah,
my flip side is, I don't want no more dick. Just me, you, and her. Or hers. I would love to see my man fuck me and about 2-3 bitches just to see how good his stamina is.
Holy shit. Yeah. Are you wild?
And on
making
top
me
of that, yes.
Time and all of that. Yo,
dad.
I get ready to get up out of here, Chalk. Mommy's studio is calling. I got to do what I got to do. I got to make them hits. Need everyone to follow me at BigInf184. Go get my mixtape. Most interesting man in the world. Yeah, Chalk. Good looking.
Thank
on
you
it.
For coming on, Big
One love, man.
Yeah, yeah, we got to get
it.
Yeah,
me back in the place. One love, man.
Yeah, Chalk Ma, you know what it is. I'm going to hit you up. We're going to do what it is, all right?
Got you.
All right, now everybody stay up. One love.
One love, man.
Bye, baby.
Later. Peace.
Peace, man. Peace, man.
So, yeah. But do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Exactly. A lot of people are like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's nasty. But if you and your girlfriend real close, most females experiment with their homegirls. They get drunk and they get curious and then they try something.
That's where it all starts at, right?
Yeah. My first encounter was with my homegirl. I used to sit down and listen to her story. She was determined. My girl, nah. But, you know, I always say, anybody get a 30-second window, anything is liable to go down.
Yeah, yeah.
That 30-second window happened, and guess what? It went the fuck down.
Yep, went down. Hey, yo, like, for me, like, going to a club with swingers, if you got a girl that like girls and say she's like a pit bull, she's on point, like, ready to go in there and, like, get somebody, that's the fly shit with me. That's the fly shit, yo. Because now you know you can just lay back and watch her go in there and just, like, get the baddest girl in the club and y'all have the party. That's my shit. I love that shit, y'all. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, people just need to be open-minded about everything because then, like, it's like your man ain't disrespecting you. He's, like, including you into it. Now, if you, like, this is what I tell females all the time. If you're having a threesome, and it's not for you, and your man is pressuring you, you're not going to enjoy it. It's going to be a very hostile situation, and it's going to fuck up your relationship.
True.
But if
True.
It's something that you want to do, and you're bringing it to your man, it's a beautiful thing because you're wanting to share him. I have a homegirl. She's in the A. She has this nigga in Philly. She is like,
right.
His dick is so good that she wants to share it with me. Like, girl, please, if he's like anything that you said, I'm going to pass. Fuck all that. But, like, females get to that point where the shit is so good that they want to share it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never had a female, her pussy was so good that you wanted to, you just had to let your niggas hit it. Like, yo, I found some dope pussy, like. Man,
yeah, for real. Yo, I found one time that we call this shit snap like pussy. You fuck this one broad man, so I mean, you fuck all, I mean, like, fuck an hour or whatever, or two. You know what I'm saying? Get done, you gotta come with the pussy. That shit will go in the man tight again, yo. I was like, yo, this motherfucking girl, the shit, yo. You gotta try this pussy out, yo. Niggas can believe it, yo. She was that bad, yo. You fuck her, yo, fuck a long time. Shit,
you
want like
you was willing to share it.
Oh, of course.
You're willing to share the coochie. Like, that, like, when you find good dick or pussy, it ain't wrong to want to share it, especially if you have no emotional attachment to it.
Right.
It's
that's
a one-night stand. You should share it.
That's the whole key there, no attachment to it, right?
Yeah. And then if you become attached to it, then it's certain rules and regulations that have to be kept. You know what I'm saying? For you to still enjoy the same lifestyle, but everybody knows that they have certain boundaries and not to step over them.
Right, true.
That's how I look at it. Like, man, please, let me get a hold of some dick right now. And, shit, I sure will.
Somebody asked me, am I going
to roast Travis again? Let that fat motherfucker call Friday night. Yes, I'm going to roast him.
Trav, you bring your biggest fans too.
I'm hard on Trav for the simple fact Trav does stupid shit. So if I'm hard on him now, by the time he becomes a real man, like literally in the whole sense, he won't say or do the dumb shit that he does.
You funny. That's your biggest fan though, yo. Who your biggest fan right there, Trav?
Yeah,
you got mad love
for you. I love Trav. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love him. Like, so he doesn't understand, like, it's just certain things you do and certain things that you don't do. And, I mean, to me, it's like having, like, he's one of my kids. I tell my kids all the time, they be having bitch problems. First of all, you shouldn't have female problems. Tell a bitch, know your role, play your position. You are some ass to me. I have a baby mama, or I have a wifey or whatever, but every now and then I may want to fuck you. Enjoy the dick that I give you, and when I feel like giving you some more, then I will call you. But in the meanwhile, fucking chill out. Don't be texting me. Don't be going all crazy when you see me out in the public and or you see her and you want to have all kinds of crazy looks and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. So I tell people all the time, like, man, please, I don't get mad. Like, I don't get mad if I was to fuck with a dude and he was like to cheat. Okay, nigga, cheat. I'm good. You'll miss my pussy before I miss your dick. Believe that.
I heard that.
I will have your ass laying beside me jacking your dick.
That's fucked up.
Like, watch. I'm going to ask on Twitter, is it wrong to want to watch your ladies, well, you know, for all the freaky ladies, how many of y'all would love to see your men smash some of their pussy? Keep it real.
What'd you say?
For all the freaky ladies, how many of y'all would love to see your man snatch some other pussy? Keep it real.
That's real.
Where the girls at tonight? Precious is on another phone call, and I think Nate had to go to church Bible study or something. But they were on earlier.
Earlier where? Oh, if I called in?
Uh-huh, they were on here earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, but Precious kept having, like, feedback or something like that. So, to me, it's like, that's just, like, something that just happens. Like, what they say, what happens in Miami stays in Miami. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I've had interesting situations to where, like, wow. Like, I don't know, I guess people just feel comfortable with me, like, oh, I've never had a threesome, and I want to give my man one, but I want it to be with you. Why? Because you're experienced. Why? Like, what? Like, I don't know if I should take it as a compliment or insult. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying to myself, honey, you not me. Like, like, if I suck your man's dick, it's a wrap. Like, what you going to do then? Because he going to be expecting that kind of shit from you afterwards because we cool.
Well, you can't produce it. He ain't trying to hit you up on the BDM. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't produce it. He going to come back.
Yeah. That's a nigga's do.
Damn.
They do.
So, like, what the hell happens then? So, you know, to me, it's just like different strokes for different folks, and, you know, you let it do what it do. Matter of fact, I'm going to play another song by Big Inf because, you know, last time his music was, like, banging. He had one. You missed the song he had with Kemp Flow. Then he got one with Mims, Convertible Flow. I'm going to play I Think Not. Yeah. By Big Inf.
Let's bounce, bounce, bounce. Big M, DJ Chase. Shout out to my nigga Red Alert. Sim Wilson, photos. Some more of that bounce shit.
This for my people, your special delivery. We birthed this rap shit. It comes so easily. You talking greasy. Can of oil, believe me. Hope you want to fly. That's where you find me up under a bad free. Blowing that mango peach, getting head for weeks till I feel I reach that glow that showed up sneak. Get it in, I reach. Tracking baseline, put in work like I take mine. Thinking out the box, run with niggas that run with the rock. Everything is all good, focused and off the block. Don't hate on me, nigga, cause I'm hot and you're not. Give up your studio, my dude, and just stop. It's Big Inf with the hammer cock, and I dare motherfucker to stunt. I think not. Everybody get them hands up, hustlers, get them grams up. BX in the building, you front, you getting blammed up. They hate when we stand up, come up with a plot. Motherfucker try to stun on my block, I think not. Everybody get them hands up, hustlers, get them grams up. BX in the building, you front, you getting blammed up. They hate when we stand up, come up with a plot. Motherfucker try to stun on my block, I think not. Sling CDs, the stacking cheese, smoking trees from overseas, riding big fees. Antique jeans, yo, this ain't what it seems. No, it ain't a dream, cause this is the reality of a hustler. Man, get it how you get it. No 401k plan for pinching them coke grams. Money in big bag, hoes to swallow fans. Shit crazy, the hood done label me a hustler. Nothing else to do but get money. And watch how these broke ass niggas stab me funny. I'ma do it big with or without this rap shit. As long as I got two hands, I'ma get that shit. We try to get them hands up, hustlers, get them grams up. BX in the building, you front, you getting blammed up. They hate when we stand up, come up with a plot. Motherfucker try to stun on my block, I think not. Try to get them hands up, hustlers, get them grams up. BX in the building, you front, you getting blammed up. They hate when we stand up, come up with a plot. Motherfucker try to stun on my block, I think not. New York, same shit. Pumping on the block all day, you get your rich. Old lady wanna snitch, but my grandpa's a pimp, supporting my brick. Got it from Pops, got it from him. Doing what I gotta do to keep this grin. Leaning with a swag, empty chain, got a baffle. It is what it is, getting money is how I live. Live life fast, never know, could be the last. So I stick with my gun, like Billy and Numb. Can't get out of it, hands up, shit ain't fun. I ain't the one about my paper and fun. My bow down to greatness, the show has begun. Everybody get them hands up, hustlers, get them grams up. BX in the building, you front, you getting blammed up. They hate when we stand up, come up with a plot. Motherfuckers try to stun on my block, I think not. Everybody get them hands up, hustlers, get them grams up. BX in the building, you front, you getting blammed up. They hate when we stand up, come up with a plot. Motherfucker try to stun on my block, I think not.
Like Big M's music. It is so nice. And Mr. J, you remember when we was on the other radio show and Missy was driving around looking for the Pop Rocks?
Yeah, I do.
He is on the line. I don't know why the hell he hasn't raised his hand to come on my show. I'm going to beat him up when I see him because he doesn't live that far from me. We're going to bring on a poetic state of mind and see what the hell's been going on with him. Last time we heard from him, he was drunk on his birthday, and he didn't remember what size his dick was when I asked him.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Hello, Mr. Poetic State of Mind.
What's going on? What's going on?
State of mind.
What's up, GA?
What's up, man? It's all good, fam.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm sitting up here trying to find Top Mama's show here on BTR, and I'm not finding it.
Which show is that?
I don't know. Whatever show this is right here, I was trying to find it on the internet so I can get in the chat room. But, hell, that's why I called. I said, well, I just called in and listened to the show. But
yeah, I don't know why. The chat room is open, but, you know, I'm leaving Blog Talk. Come next month, it's this new platform. And as long as it's like you can cam up, everybody can cam up. And
oh,
we can
really?
Stream videos and everything. Yes.
What is it?
Guys, it's HOVOI or something like that. They got one that's free. Then they got one that you pay $50 a month. I figure $50 a month, and I can stream it, and they promote it and everything like that. And, like, it's like face-to-face. Like, say, for instance, you're in front of your laptop, I'm in front of mine, we're both on the screen, and then when our fans and supporters call in, if they're cammed up, everybody can see each other.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to have to check that out. You got to let me know what's up with that, because, and shit, the money I spend on this shit here, and I still have, you know, issues.
How long you can't upload your music? Man, that's like spending money on a bitch, and then you got big plans. You drop about $200-$300 on it, then that bitch tell you she on her period, and she ain't about to give you no pussy, and then she just pats you on your head and slam the dough in your face. That's how I feel Blog Talk is fucking me, like, really.
Yeah, they are. That's how they coming at us for real. That shit's fucked up. So,
yeah.
I'm like you. I'm about
real
to find some places to roll. You know what I'm saying? My shit getting pretty popular, and my shows, and people are checking them out, and I'm getting emails about people wanting to get their music on my show. And so, shit, and I got to be able to damn put the shit on, you know what I'm saying, and not have all these damn problems that BTR gives you, so.
I know, because Saturday I'm premiere Chocolate City Listening, and that's where I'm just playing music for 2 hours from signed and unsigned artists. But, you know, people that's been on my show got first dibs out the gate, and then everybody else. You know, if they got new projects that they're pushing and everything like that, then I'm going to play it. I'm going to be chilling. I might be talking some shit. I mean, I might just be doing a whole lot of everything. But it's going to be mild. It's like me smoking a blunt.
That's what's up. Shit, I'm doing my usual right now, my damn self. Sipping on me some cognac. But I ain't drunk, goddammit.
See, I can't do cognac because that's just nasty.
Yeah, what you talking about? That damn Remy Martin? What?
I can't do dark liquor. It's to me, the taste is just like, I don't know, I don't even like a man kissing me after he done drank some dark liquor. Dark liquor is just, it has like a very heavy taste. I don't know why, but it just do, and it doesn't do anything for me. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's my shit there. I'll be on that damn Remy Martin, boy, Remy Martin and Coronas. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's right. That's what you was on that night. You was on Remy Black, though, wasn't you?
Hennessy Black.
Oh, Hennessy Black. You know, see, I'm not much of a cognac drinker, so I just have to go by what I hear. And now, see, I'm going to have to come on your show and do some old nasty shit. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I have to do something to pop it off. Just a little bit.
You get it together, and when you're ready to do that damn thing, you let me know. We'll bring that motherfucker on live.
Oh, for real?
Yup.
Now, I don't know if you're ready for the live and what comes with it. Like, shit, you already got bombarded on fucking Facebook when I was on your show the last time. Like, what the hell? The fuck you got going on over there?
That's right. Motherfuckers was enjoying that shit. I got motherfuckers right now talking about, damn, nigga, how can I get down? Shit, nigga, I'm trying to be down. I'm like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you on, bro. Calm your horses, nigga. Calm your horses. You know? Yeah, I got motherfuckers. I got motherfuckers that want to follow. They're trying to figure out whatever happened to your little page at on Facebook.
My page?
Yeah, you know that Chocolate City page.
Oh, you know what happened is I had a hater, and somebody got my group deleted. And what's crazy is my group was not nasty or anything like that. It was like people promoting what they do. But
right.
Don't worry, I'm going to start one tonight. Matter of fact, oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all can look out for this because this is something new that I'm about to start. Bitches and Niggas Ain't Shit. That's going to be my new little site. So for motherfuckers to go on there, post pictures, and talk about motherfuckers that ain't shit.
Oh, shit. That's all I do, damn new poem I'm writing. In fact, I got it up on my damn BBM. Bitches and Niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Because it would be easy for me to be like, oh, I'm going to make a little site for females to say niggas ain't shit. But bitches ain't shit either.
Nah,
so I'm like, yeah, so like, you know, I'm going to be fair about it. So y'all get on there and blog. And if y'all got a picture of a motherfucker that ain't shit, by all means, let the world know. So we can get them the That Ain't Shit Award.
That's what's up.
I don't discriminate. I tell a bitch real quick. That's I got a saying. I got the niggas and flies from my home girl. She like niggas and flies, and I be like bitches and shit.
Yeah, that's what's up. Start that shit. I want to see what, cause I want to read some of that shit there. I know it's gonna be some wild off the wall shit being said.
Yeah, because motherfuckers would be mad at their baby mamas, be mad at their boyfriend that took their first of the month check and said that they was going to flip it, and they flipped it all right, flipped it on the next bitch and her kids. Yeah.
I got a damn homeboy who did that shit, too. That
oh.
Nigga damn boy. Yeah.
Why do men do that? No, you know, I can't even say why men do that. Because females, all it takes is for you to get a motherfucker that looks better than anybody that you've ever had, and he fuck you right, he can get whatever the hell he wants from you. He can get the last amount of food stamps on your card because you're like, oh, that nigga's so fine. He'll be back, yeah, bitch, next month between the 5th and the 10th.
That's right. And I was looking at he took it because she gave it to him. You know? And hell, I mean, I ain't mad at him. Hell, the nigga got it.
Yeah,
he
I can't
it.
Even be mad at a man for being a man because we allow that. We would allow that.
I drank swell at the damn club off that shit.
You what?
I drank swell at the club off that shit.
Wow.
Yup.
But, I mean, my thing is, you know, even though it's a female, but why do men have that mentality? Why do they do that? Why do they feel like they need to get over?
I guess because they can. I mean, that shit, that's the way I see it. And motherfucker do what he do because he can. You know, I mean, you know, that shoe's on the other foot. Why do women, you know what I'm saying, shit on niggas like they do? Because they can. The nigga stupid enough to let her do it, goddamn it, then he ought to be shitted on.
I feel like it's a 50-50 thing. I mean, I feel like if you let, I mean, everybody do what they allowed to do. And then after you get made a fool of so many times, then you want to change it up and switch it to be like,
Well, you know, again, you know, I feel like this. You know, a man a woman can only go as far as a man let her and vice versa. And if you let that motherfucker go all the way and take you for your shit, you know what I'm saying, then fuck it, you deserve what you got because everybody can say no, everybody know how to stop some shit. But if you gonna sit there and let a motherfucker do it, you know, so be it. Then you get what you deserve. Call it hardcore, call it cold-hearted, you know, what you want to call it, but that's the way I see it. If I let a woman get over on me, then fuck it, I deserve it.
But have you ever had some pussy that was so good that you just let her get over on you because you just did not want to be without it?
I've had
hell no.
I've had some good pussy, but I ain't never had no pussy that just says, you can have what I got, and I don't give a fuck. Because, see, where there was, that pussy came along, there will be some other pussy out there that be just as good, if not better.
You damn right.
That's my word. I done had some great pussy. I done had some shit that goddamn, you know what I'm saying, should have a cape on the back of that motherfucker with an SP on that bitch for a super pussy. But at the same token, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, if she wants to do what she wants to do, there's going to be another super pussy coming right on. And the fact if it's a minute before I get to that super pussy, while I'm fucking regular pussy, I'm going to be thinking about super pussy, so I still get my nut off.
That was going to be my next question, okay? So, have you ever had some pussy that you just needed to share with your friends? Like, man, I need you to hit that.
Hell to the yeah. You goddamn straight. It ain't funny. My homies can't have none. And you know what I'm saying? If she with it, then, you know, it's on the pocket. Shit. Hell yeah. I done called some dogs up, nigga. You ain't going to bleed the pussy I just had.
Man, my exact words, yo. My exact words, man. You won't believe this ass I just had. This motherfucker was shit.
You
know, come on, y'all. You
gotta
try that shit out, dog. She bad. Hell yeah.
Damn right. I tell a dog in a minute. And go pick the motherfucker up to bring over there to hit it.
Hell yeah. That's my dude right there. That's my dude right there.
That's my motherfucking word. I ain't jealous about none of that shit, man, because let me tell you something. Pussy out there like a dime a dozen. I mean, it's goddamn, it's pussy out there. Women throwing pussy every day.
Yes, they are.
And so, hell no. Why am I going to get mad because somebody else want to, you know what I'm saying? If I find some good pussy and it's good, I want the world to know that motherfucker good. She ought to be proud of that motherfucker because she's that good. You feel me, Jay?
You know what?
Y'all is something else. Y'all is like truly something else.
Real good pussy.
I don't know what to say about y'all men. I really don't.
Look,
let me ask you this. Let me flip the script. You ever had some dick that's so damn good you call your girl and be like, y'all need to come over here and get on this motherfucker right now?
Nah, because I have had some dick that I've called them like, oh my God, I've had some of the best dick ever. But it don't be near where they're at. It be in New York. Like, I don't find good dick in North Carolina.
You're lazy. Good dick in North Carolina. Yo, where was North Carolina niggas at? Speak up, y'all. Speak up for your hometown shit.
For some reason, I can't find good. For some reason, there is a shortage of good dick in North Carolina. I'm ready to tweet that.
Y'all hear that, North Carolina fellas?
She's been looking in the wrong places in North Carolina. Time to tell you now, girl. You ain't looked in the right place to find good country dick.
No, man, I tell anybody, man, from any state, listen, man, when that kind of comment code goes out the door, like, yo, challenge him, man. Like, yo, listen, I'm right here. This dick right here, come and get it. I'm going to bust your ass, yo. Throw it up, yo. Listen, I got that dick. Throw it up, yo. Throw it up in the air. Like, yo, come with this dick right here, child. It's right here. There it is, man. That's a challenge. T-T-T. She's being slick again. She's being real slick. Little challenge, man. She's throwing it in the air. Come on, man. Will somebody get that challenge, man? Show her something, please.
I know, right?
Somebody. Shit. You know what I mean? That's fucked up.
Yeah, she
got Lee Jack a good dick.
But, man, you had good dick from other places. You ain't wanted to call your girlfriends and say, girl, you need to go to damn New York to get this motherfucker right here. I'm sure you got homegirls up there.
And we planned it. We have planned it, but, you know, my schedule is a lot different than my homegirls. So, you know, I just have to keep that in mind. But no, if if the good dick that I had elsewhere ever makes it down to where I'm at, oh, trust and believe, he's smashing on site, or he's going to get smashed on site by me and the girls, the select few that I do have that I feel would be, you know, perfect for the situation.
Word.
I want somebody give me that invitation.
Everybody
I'll be right there.
Everything.
I want somebody give me that invitation. Shit, I'll be right there. Somebody, I ain't never had a kind of invitation. Somebody tell me, GA, come on down. I got some pussy for you and four other girls. I'll be there tomorrow morning, first thing.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being open and whatnot. Like, some things you just don't need to keep to yourself. You don't. Sometimes, like how they say, share the wealth, share the dick, share the pussy. Shit.
Absolutely.
So, all
if
I
you
want
share
to know
it,
is.
Then they're going to appreciate it more.
So, all I want to know is. Now, where is this time and place where you invite a man to your town to fuck you and your other girlfriend? When is that time and place? I want to know how I put my name in the hat to get pulled and drawn. Or tell me how this shit works out so I know.
Well, see, it really wouldn't happen down here because I don't rock with females like that down here. I have females in Florida that I would probably be like, oh, girl, you know what I'm saying? And my homegirl, she in the A, and then she can ready to move to Philly. So it would be kind of hard. It most definitely wouldn't be here where I'm at, because I don't rock with females worthy to do that. Because what I've learned is when you do certain things and females don't, they tend to be judgmental because you have the balls to do what they can't do. Or you don't give a fuck what other people think because you're doing you. You're making you happy. You're thinking about you at that time. And females that are conflicted within themselves will hate on you. You'll be a whore, bitch, slut, whatever. But I'm happy.
Right.
I'm doing what I want to do. Fuck what everybody else feels like I should do. You do that shit. Matter of fact, you're doing that shit. That's why the fuck you got wrinkles on your forehead, because you fucking miserable. Like, oh, how could you do that? How could you not? Shit. What you're not doing, I'm doing. Got your man coming my way.
Hey.
And,
well,
and I'm not saying that I'm a man stealer. All I'm saying is I take care of home. So if I'm taking care of my home and you ain't taking care of yours, which home is your man going to want?
All right. I know who do. I'm gonna come
and
my hand.
If I'm not doing what my man wants, and the next bitch is, I can't get mad at her. 30 seconds is all it takes for a window of opportunity and for it to be seized. And a smart motherfucker will see that opportunity in 15 seconds and don't even need the extra 15. A true opportunity taker acts in the first 15 seconds of knowing that they can act on it.
Hell yeah.
If you blink your eye a certain way, I'm on it. And I know that it's all good. It's going down.
All down.
All day, hell every day.
Well, I'm trying to look. Put the computer out there. Put it on the blog talk, put it on Twitter. Shop mommy, put up in the air and listen, she's trying to find the baddest females and go come around with somebody, anybody. Shit, put it in the hat. Let's make it happen. Make it happen. Shit, fuck it. Make it happen.
Oh, damn now.
You feel me?
Whatever. I mean, like, I'm actually wanting to come to Winston and go out and see how the nightlife is. So, you know, maybe Mr. Cognac can suggest some places to hang out or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? Most of the real young niggas around here don't fuck it up for everybody. There's like two clubs around this motherfucker here that the police ain't shut down yet for niggas fucking it up. And that's Tony's and Platinum. And those are going to probably be the only two you know what I'm saying, that you can really find some shit jumping off. My man who owns the Nitty Gritty restaurant, you know, it's getting warm weather now, so he'll probably be starting his shit popping again. And you know what, that'll be a spot that I know you like because it's usually live, it goes down. He bring a lot of rap artists in and shit and do little things. But right now, a lot of these little young niggas been fucked it up around here, shooting up the goddamn clubs and shooting motherfuckers and shit standing in front of the club. Niggas fucking it up for everybody.
Wow.
That's the reason why mostly everybody's in Winston come down to Greensboro. In fact, it's some of the Winston niggas that's been come down there and shut clubs down in that motherfucker. It was a Winston
nigga. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was a Winston nigga that shot at the police at that club downtown Greensboro, and they shut that bitch down. It was
They decided that it was going to be a,
You know, police shot his ass up because he pulled his gun on after he shot the shot at the motherfuckers from the club. He turned around and pulled his gun on the cops and was shooting at them. They shot him, and it was some Winston niggas. There was some Winston niggas that shot that little young girl at that club down there and killed her. And then a couple of days later, there was some Winston niggas that shot that damn security guard at the other club down there and killed him. So you know. Winston niggas fucking it up, everybody.
They ain't gonna fuck, did they?
Yeah, you know, they ain't giving a fuck about nothing, man. I try to hit them grown and sexy clubs. I go to the damn grown folk club where motherfuckers are wearing gaiters and shit, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna fight in the gaiters.
That's how you do it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how you do it.
There's a couple spots here in Winston like that, so if you want to come down here and check that out, come on, I'll get you turned on.
I sure will.
Tell us to bring two girls with her, too. Bring two females, there's going to be her and two more females, you can fuck their lights out. For the next
talk
show. Oh, damn. On the map. Okay, like, your brain's out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Beat it out. Yeah. Beat it out the motherfucking box.
Hell yeah. It's time.
You know what? Since y'all got all this fucking energy, y'all better take your ass on YouTube and look at my new videos I put up. I was ultra sexy. Ultra, oh so sexy. Yes.
You
can see the new weight. You can see the new weight on me.
I'm going to take
Can't even complain. Yes, a lot of people like it. I didn't realize that, you know, I was doing it like that. I need to slow my roll and stop eating in the middle of the night and laying down on it. I need to do something different. Yes, I do.
Hear that shit.
Yes, I do.
Hear
what?
What you talking
yes.
about?
Yes. I'm going to start exercising. I'm not going to say I'm going to start eating right. I mean, I'm just going to keep eating like I'm eating because I am trying to get thicker. Yes.
You say thicker. What do you mean say thicker? Where? Like thicker where?
You know, all my weight, when I gain weight, it goes from my ass to my legs. I don't have a stomach. I think I got like a little pudge, but everybody, girl, stop. But yeah, my weight goes to my ass and then to my legs. Like one time when I did my first bid for 10 and a half months, I gained like 30 pounds. I was super thick. I was not fat. I was just solid. Like my daughter's like, wow, mommy, you got some big ass legs. Why did you do that to yourself? But, that's one thing I can actually say. My weight has always gone from the waist, like from my hips on down. Have my kids, drop them. By the time I leave the hospital, I'm good.
I was looking at the picture that you got on your BBM. I'm like, damn, she done picked up a little something out of there.
Oh, yeah. It ain't from nobody hitting it. Trust me, I'm on a fucking strike. That comes from me eating in the middle of the night.
comes to me fucking making peach cobbler at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Somebody fucking us somewhere. Somebody fucking us somewhere. That ain't all peach cobbler and late night ice cream my ass.
Ask my kids. I'm in the house all the fucking time. Saturday was the first time I left the house all week, and I went to the studio. I was in the studio for 3 hours to edit and add graphics to my videos and stuff like that, and I came back home. And
so you ain't fucking how long? You ain't fucking since when?
My radio show. No, wait a minute. Hold on. No. Since my radio show, I've only fucked one other time since then. That's it. No, and that was, last month sometime? I just needed to bust because my face was breaking out. So I did that and kept it moving.
That's what's up.
He still calls, but I don't want him. I just wanted him at that time because there were certain things I needed, and I needed to bust a nut.
Yeah, that's that good shit right there. You know what I'm saying?
And I needed him to get the hell out. I didn't need him to be calling me, talking about I'm trying to see you. I'm not, because I told you out the gate, look, nigga, this is a one-time thing. I know you ain't expecting it, so I think you can handle it. Boom. And looked at him and was like, now you ain't got to worry about how that shit feel when you're looking at my videos. Now you got something to remember. And that keyword was remember. Not hit again. Not call me to hit it again. Not call me to see what the fuck I'm doing. Just remember what it was like.
Yeah. That's that real shit.
That's real shit. Remember.
Yes, don't touch me. Put your hands behind your head. Take this pussy like you supposed to. I fucked him and I got on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be holding me like you trying to make love. Don't caress me, nigga. None of that. Fuck that. This is straight fucking. I'm like Biggie. I'm fucking you tonight.
That's that shit right there. You know, that girl, you're fucking
no better than that.
Take this motherfucking pounder.
That's right. It don't get no better than that.
Splash, 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 splash. Get it on over. Damn right. Shit, yeah. Hell yeah. Shit, yeah.
So,
But it's the motherfuckers that can't take it. They get all wrapped up. Get their feelings involved.
But, I mean, it's hard not to feel anything when you're fucking me. Like, it's just hard not to. Not being conceited or anything like that, but it's hard not to feel anything when you stick your dick in me and you feel how it feels. Mr. GA, could you not feel anything for me? Hello? Hello? I swear, this damn switchboard just gets on my fucking nerves. Hello?
Good morning. Hello. Good evening.
that's your answer?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Okay.
Hey, yo, that's
answer.
A good answer.
When I tweet, what?
That's a good answer, yo. You said, I threw it in for you. That's a good answer. I said, hello, good morning, hello, good evening. That's a good ass answer, yo. That's some good, real talk, I'm saying, some good shit. I mean, it's like, you got some girls you fuck with, and some you just like, beat the pussy up, and say what you care about. This little thing here, man, is like all the above, you feel me? She got like all the characteristics in one, you know what I'm saying, where it makes her like special, you feel what I'm saying? She's a little special, that's all. She's special.
I mean, and you meet guys like that. Like, you meet somebody and you just be like, man, it's going to be what it is. But when seasoned fuckers get together, it's certain things that they do without even trying that complements each other. And you can't help but to be like, I could fuck with that person. Or I'm going to see that person again. Like, you ain't got to tell them how to fuck you when you're about to come. You don't got to do none of that.
Yeah.
It just comes out. And they got that little wiggle hip to wiggle that nut out. I mean, it just does all that. do. Yes. And normally I do the after show. Today I'm hungry. I'm cooking some dinner, and I'm making me some sugar cookies, and I have
nothing.
Conference calls to do.
I ain't get no food. I ain't got no food, no nothing, no cookie, no that kind of shit. That's bullshit.
Well, I'm still waiting on my ticket to come to the A so I can play house.
Come on, shit. We're going to set it out. Come on.
Well, why don't you come pick me up? How about that?
I'm going to have four, five bitches here. Eat your pussy.
No, seriously. Why don't you come pick me up and we take a road trip to GA and then you bring me back home?
When you want
to
come?
Then that way it ain't no excuses. You coming right to my. You got GPS, nigga. You got BB, you got the Sprint navigation system. That shit will bring you right to my front door.
When you want to come? When?
Next week.
Actually, it's not because
you know this weekend is Mother's Day and everything like that. And then I got a new project that I'm working on for video. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. Matter of fact, it's going to be to the next single off No Remorse called Raise Your Glass. I'm doing a nice little tribute to bitches that are like me, that got their grind, respectful, sexy, you know what I'm saying? That little black Sex in the City kind of shit going on.
When
motherfuckers see that, they're going to be like, yo, they're going to raise their glass.
But look, you see how she just easily eased out of the question, right? She just eased out the question. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I asked you a question. I said, when? You know, you saw that shit, right? That slick ass shit you on.
Next week. I said next week. You know what? We're going to have this conversation. I didn't say next week, and I said because I'm doing my project, and I said this weekend is Mother's Day.
We ain't hear shit.
Honestly, the switchboard has been cutting out a lot. Like, I don't know why, because it took me a minute to hear you saying hello.
Hey, yo, stop that. You ain't miss a beat, yo, did she? She just kept talking. You ain't miss a beat, yo. You ain't get shit cut out. That's your ass. Stop playing.
No, it's not my
ass.
It's blocked.
It's
Block Talk, real talk, for real.
Yo, you ain't missed a word. Now, listen to me. You ain't missed not there be your win. You're like, Mom, Mother's Day, and I just fucked the question. Nancy, am I right?
You know what?
All right.
Fuck y'all. I got announcements to make. I can't sit here and be playing with y'all little motherfucking male bonded whores. I can't do that. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to do that.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I said I had five females here to eat her pussy out, cut her ass out, and she said,
I'll be down that. You know what? Yeah, I'll be down that way, man. Next month, man, 6 through the 10th. I'm coming.
Man, holler at me, man. Holler at me.
That's what's up, man.
I'm on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, man, we'll go from there. Right, holler at me.
That's what's up. That's what I'm gonna do, man.
I have Big Cat recording artist Kafani from Oakland, California, coming on. Everybody. Go to Know the Brand's Facebook page, the fan page. Check out the store for all you cigar smokers. He got his own brand. Listen for the single We City Boys. That's the first single off of No Remorse coming this summer. Second single is called Raise Your Glass. Everybody look on my Twitter so you can follow everybody that was on the show tonight. And ladies, for those of you that want some big animalistic dick that will blow your back out and be like the Energizer Bunny, Mr. G.A., I will give y'all his fucking Twitter. No fat bitches, please. You got to be dimes or better. He not fucking with no nickels, and he ain't fucking with no pennies.
No doubt.
Mr. Poetic State of Mind, he want to fuck your mind first, and then he'll fuck your pussy. He bought his paper. He blinged out. He look all innocent, but that motherfucker is an undercover thug. So if y'all want some of that dick, hit me up, and I will be the dick broker tonight. I will hook that up for y'all. Pimping is easy, I'm telling you. Thank you for calling Chocolate City, and you guys have a good night.
One love, Chop.
All right, Chop, man.
Apple.